97.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser joining us. Lieutenant Governor, good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How y'all doing?
We're doing very well. Thanks for jumping on the line with us. Tell us, this is kind of exciting, what y'all are doing to work not only in the U.S., but abroad to get people to visit Louisiana.
Yeah, we've had a great increase prior to COVID in international market. And those trips overseas, meeting with the travel planners, have had great success all over the world. And our teams go back time after time. We have consultants in each of those foreign markets. And the good thing about the foreign market is they stay longer, they spend more money, and when they come to a state, they don't want to just see New Orleans. They want to see all of that state. So it gives a better opportunity to get those people around the whole state to spend money in every community. And we've really been focused on that the last several years. We're going to be going to Canada, try to get those people excited back. We saw a real hiccup because of the rhetoric about a 51st state. And some of those things have really put a damper in the Canadian tourism dollars, but we're hoping to re-energize that on our next trip.
We have a big thing going on here in town, and there are folks that are saying there's a real desert for a big pickleball complex. There's one in Florida, there's one in Iowa, and now we're proposing one in our area. Governor Landry supports it. There's a lot of controversy about whether the government should use revenue bonds to fund this $10 million project. You think we should be doing anything possible to attract things like this? And this is a sport that is on fire, right?
Absolutely. You know, look, the sports complex, look at the complex in Ruston, hosted the Dizzy Dean World Series. The table tennis in West Monroe, the Olympic trials. Remember a couple, we started traveling the country, bringing Olympic trials to every city that could host. We had the volleyball Olympic trials a few years back in Shreveport. Look, Stacy with the CBB does nothing without research on it. And looking at the potential and the upside, the mayor, the business community there, they've done their research. I think the one in Florida that hosted the pickleball championship had a $13 million economic impact on that area. And that sport is growing. You know, obviously privately funded, you're better off. We're looking at a lot of private-public partnerships in our state parks to generate more income and bring more people into those state parks. But I think it's a win-win for the community because we got to stay competitive with these other states, especially with these sports complexes and people adding things to lure tournaments there. And surely pickleball is a growing sport across the country.
Are there any state dollars to help with funding such a project?
Well, you'd have to ask the governor that. You know, I had $10 million taken out of my budget, and I'm a little upset because they fund so many projects that have little or no benefit, in my opinion, to the local economy. And yet they take $10 million from our state parks, which have been struggling to get back for many years. And our team's done a great job with the limited budget. And so I'm always amazed at what they fund in the state budget. I kind of scratched my head and said, what does that benefit anything in Louisiana other than a certain political area? So you have to ask the governor about whether it's worth state dollars to fund that. Because I've seen a lot worse stuff funded out of the state budget that I just scratched my head about.
Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, let's shift gears to some of the fall festivals coming up. Of course, we have one of the biggest, Red River Revel, coming up in our area next month, I believe. But we have a lot of stuff going on around the state.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, we're very blessed to have those 400 fairs and festivals that we get to use to attract people. And each one of them is unique in its own way. And surely, Shreveport, Bossier area has so many great fairs and festivals. You know, the Jazz and Blues Fest. You mentioned the Red River. There's just so many things week in and week out to do. We're kind of spoiled by it because we expect it. But as we attract more and more people from out of town to visit these fairs and festivals, it really is a great tool in our toolbox to bring people to each area.
Do we still have struggles getting folks to come to New Orleans? Are you still battling that?
Well, I think the stigma of what happened New Year's Eve is over. Super Bowl and a successful Mardi Gras. State police are doing a great job in cleaning up the quarter. Hopefully, we're going to get a new mayor elected that's going to care about the city and not her travel agenda around the country. She has been the biggest negative for that city for the last several years. And I really believe if we can elect a mayor that wants to work together to clean up that city and make it safe, we'll see great things. And as we know, the more people that are drawn to New Orleans, the more chance we got to get them to travel all over the rest of the state.
Pulling no punches today, Nungesser. Mike, you got another good one, huh?
Yeah, this is very interesting. There's been a lot of talk in Shreveport about developing an Amtrak service. And you've got, what is this? Tell me about this Mardi Gras Amtrak.
Yeah, that's going to be a great addition, of course, South Louisiana. And we've been working, Representative Francis Thompson, for years. We've been trying to get that line across North Louisiana. And hopefully through some of the federal funding, we're going to see that progress and move forward. I've actually engaged my lieutenant governors from Texas to Alabama, Mississippi, to help with that because it's an inexpensive way to try. And obviously it's going to be a great boost for the Gulf Coast, bringing people to New Orleans. I'll be taking that line and doing a little PR thing at each stop to Mobile next week. And hopefully we can get that line across North Louisiana because it would be a sure boost to local economies at every stop along North Louisiana.
Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, when we get the pickleball park built, you and me, head-to-head, I'm going to take you on, and yes, Clarence Reese Jr. will have the fire department standing by.
Well, look, I had challenged Commissioner Mike Strain, and when he was beating, we had a doubles, and he was beating me 4-0, and he decided we were only going to play to 5, so I had to tighten my game and end up beating him 5-4.
Ooh.
So he wants a rematch.
Oh,
we can only go to 5. That's how much it took out of us.
Okay.
So I'll have to get in better shape if I'm going to play you.
Okay, maybe me and Mike take on you and Mike Strain.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. Look forward to it, Billy.
Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, thank you, sir. We appreciate your time.
Have a great day, my friend.
You too. 101.7 FM, 710KEEL.com.
Back with more of Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel.
Okay, the first thing I checked when I came in.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when I first come in, you're busy.
Yeah,
We hardly even talk.
I don't speak. I'm busy. Yeah.
Right, because you're getting the news ready and everything.
Cranking it all out.
I understand that. Your hair's a little shorter.
A little bit, and it's down.
Right.
Always have it in a ponytail, typically.
And I was like, well, I guess you did the makeover.
We did. Thanks a lot.
Exactly.
Go look at my Facebook
page.
But
then you said, check out my new profile pic. And I was like, holy crap. Who's this?
If you haven't seen it, yeah, go look on my Facebook page.
I never see this lady.
Chica is in with us, and we did Chica Tries, and you actually cut my hair.
Yes. Well, with the help of Cadence.
Yes.
So Cadence with Avalon Hair Salon, shout out to her.
She's the licensed professional.
Yes.
She is the sweetest, most patient little angel baby on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
She had to put up with both of us.
I love her.
So there were moments where I panicked, and I think I cut off a little bit too much.
Yeah.
She went in and saved it, and she looked at me kind of like, move to the side. Let me fix this. And then there were
moments
where...
Remember the Saturday Night Live IT guy? Move!
Okay,
Jimmy Fallon before he had Jimmy Fallon.
Or the Tonight Show. I got in trouble because I got distracted. Oh, because Andy, one of the other artistas there, Andy in the back has a little Frenchie. and
Rougarou.
Mm-hmm. And he's just the sweetest little thing. So I got distracted, and I think somebody snitched on me. I'm sorry. We left you alone in the room for a while because mm-hmm. Cadence came to find me and was like, hey, we got to finish this job.
Yeah.
And then I was on the ground playing with the dog. And then Grace Ann walks
like me.
In.
I cannot walk past the dog.
Oh, my gosh. No, yes.
I can't.
So, but I found out that there was a dog there. And I was like, whoa, where's the dog? Mm. So got distracted there. But that's okay. Other than that, I did learn. I think I do. When I do my hair and makeup, I think I do good. Mm-hmm. So not to be a jerk. I wasn't too pressed or too stressed. I think people are more stressed for you than anything.
Yeah.
So when it came down to makeup, I did learn a lot. Like Cadence was like, no.
How
do it
much
this way,
goop
do it that
did
way.
We put on my face? It was much goop.
I hate to tell you the truth.
Goop.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I put on more than that.
Do you really?
On a weekend.
Mm-hmm. How many things Aaron did we put
they
on?
They put paste, they put concealer.
They put all kind of crap.
Cake,
yeah.
They put-
yeah. I mean, but you need that.
Do women do that every day?
Yes.
Women put on all that goop every day.
Yes. Here's the difference, though. Let me explain something. But it's the new thing, right? Like, for example, look at your friend, the owner of Avalon Hair Salon.
Oh, yeah.
She, like, you could tell she has it down to a science. Oh. It probably takes her maybe 10 minutes to
asked Cadence how long it takes her. She said 15 minutes.
If that, yeah.
Yeah.
They got it down. So
it took us 2.5 hours.
You made me wash your hair.
Oh, she's
I had
good
wash
at
wash her hair.
She's good at washing hair, except the water. She pulls the water, hadn't let it warm up or nothing. Goes, is this good? Ah, it was freezing.
Okay, first off, nobody warned me that it was gonna. Thank you, Shreveport water. Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
And like, you don't know it. Needs, you gotta let it. You gotta
I mean,
let it
I didn't know that I
minute.
Needed to wait 5 hours.
She needs blow dryer technique too,
bro. Let me explain what happened.
Oh.
She was Cadence was like, hey, like, and she was trying to explain it, but like, you need really good motor skills for this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as much as I
sure,
could sit here
course.
And like, hee hee ha ha, like.
You're coordinating scissors.
Oh my gosh,
Mike, she's
and
blow
she was
drying
like,
my hair, and,
she, was
and
like,
she goes, hold this. Gets me to hold the blow dryer for.
Well, yeah. What do you think this is?
I don't.
It's a teamwork.
I don't use a blow. I don't use
okay.
A blow dryer. At
I
all.
Will say
I'll
this
put the
though.
Towel through and brush and gone.
This. Oh, for example, this is makeup that I did last week.
Not bad.
But I threw that together in 5 minutes.
Okay.
It doesn't look nearly as
yeah,
good.
I saw yeah.
I mean,
picture.
You know, it doesn't look nearly as good as what you're rocking.
Mm-hmm.
But McCarty, you looked. So good.
It was different. It really was.
I messed up the fake eyebrows or the fake eyelashes.
Boy, did you ever. She peeled it off and redid it. Did you see when she did that?
You guys did that behind my back?
She did. She said, I gotta fix this one.
That's actually really messed up. Cadence, I'm gonna find you. I don't think I got the job, though. Even though she was very sweet.
No.
I don't think she went to Grace Ann and was like, hey, we should really add her to the team.
No.
I think if anything, she was like, do not add her.
Yeah.
Do you have any training at all? Are you licensed? No, they can't add you to the team.
No, she can't
you
be added
know.
To the team.
I want a new career.
Okay, when are the videos and all going to be ready? When? Because everybody's wanting to ask
me. We normally do Chica Tries on Friday.
Okay.
So, and we're going to bring her in and, you know, she's supposed to come in at some point today.
Okay,
so maybe
cool.
we could, I could drag
we'll
her over here.
We'll let her pop in here,
and then,
yes.
I'm telling you, this poor girl, like... I'm telling you right now, the fact that she was able to put up with both of us
oh,
for, what,
God.
2.5 hours?
Oh, man. Because
I'm not going to lie. I had fun.
Yeah.
I had fun with it because it was a learning experience for me. Like,
sure.
if she was like, no, do it this way. No, this is how you get volume. This is how you need texture. And mm-hmm. so, like, she was explaining things to me. She
sure.
was like, and she was so patient about it. And so I really did learn a lot. Like, she was trying to explain, okay, here's why we're doing this. And she'd take her time
right.
and explain
here's why
it.
You go this direction
yeah,
with the makeup.
With
yeah.
the makeup. Mm-hmm. And so I was
oh,
like.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I was like, and there were things that I've never tried before. They're like, I was, okay,
if
I'll
it
do that.
Weren't
I'll do
for
that.
Cadence, I would have had blue eyeshadow
okay.
and bright red lips.
Because.
Dark rouge on the
oh,
cheeks.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I
way
still,
down here, dragging my cheeks.
I was in a makeup. And I didn't realize that on myself. I've been putting on blush wrong.
Yes,
because of where she where
supposed
she placed
to go
it,
up
right?
higher. Yeah,
it's not
like,
supposed to go on
so,
your forehead.
Exactly. but no, that's a lie because she taught me a little trick about putting it on the tip of the nose and putting mm-hmm. on the. Anyway, I learned a lot, As far as McCarty goes, she looks sexy as heck. We literally got so many compliments. Well, I forget that everybody knows her, but my favorite part is the lady, the State Farm lady that sat behind us didn't recognize McCarty.
Oh, wow.
It took her a minute to realize.
By the way,
like,
well, she showed me her picture on Facebook. And if you want to check out the final result, check out Erin's Facebook page. It's her profile page.
I need everyone today to go punch RJ Johnson at the city council. Because,
oh my gosh. Whoa. Ooh, careful.
Because he put on my profile picture. Are you sure this isn't AI?
I mean, that's how good, baby. That's how good.
We are not advocating violence at all.
Because I saw you yesterday, and this is different.
Well, I believe, I'm just saying.
Mayor Tommy Chandler was in studio with us yesterday talking about his little skirmish with Bossier City Council. Ain't no big deal. He'll hear what he's got to say after the local news. 1017 FM, 710Keel.com.
Today in Bossier and DeSoto Parishes, along with the Enville Parish,
with Mike and McCarty. Go back on the 11th. Adult
classes start August 13th. The school year back in session for many folks around Louisiana. State Police Trooper Eddie Thomas says when that school bus lights are flashing and the stop sign swings out, that means traffic coming from both directions needs to come to a full stop.
This law requires traffic to stop at least 30 feet away from the bus and remain stopped until the lights are off and the bus moves again.
Thomas says you should always use extra caution when approaching a school bus stop. Now, those speed zone cameras in Shreveport will be back up and going next week. If you're caught speeding in a school zone, you'll get a ticket in the mail. The data shows the top five school zones for speeders in Shreveport are Caddo Heights, Cresswell, Byrd, Judson, and Westwood. You can see the full list on our website. Fatal crash on the Jimmy Davis Bridge Wednesday. 71-year-old Waylon Bearden of Bossier City died when his car crashed head-on into an 18-wheeler. Investigators believe Bearden may have suffered a medical emergency that caused the crash. It looks like the proposal to roll forward millages in Bossier City is dead on arrival. No council members are supporting the plan that's been presented by the mayor. We asked Mayor Tommy Chandler why he put this measure forward and why there was not better communication.
There should have been a lot better communication in between me and the council. I can guarantee you that because back in October we did, you know, put this up before the last council, and we did state that we at the time we weren't sure how the city would be this year, but you know, Bossier's always doing great.
Chandler says financially right now Bossier City is fine and does not need the rolled forward millage, but he says we don't know what will happen in the future. A different kind of scam. Packages are being delivered to homes with no return address. And when you scan the QR code on the package, all of your data can be stolen. President Trump's new tariff rates on U.S. imports from dozens of countries have taken effect, the latest chapter in his effort to reshape global trade. He's also putting 100% tariffs on computer chips and the materials used to make them. New research from a watchdog group reveals ChatGPT can provide harmful advice to teens. Some of the data provided on drug use, eating disorders, and even suicide proved to be wrong. Apple announcing a big investment in the U.S. President Donald Trump tells reporters at the White House it's in the triple digits.
Today, Apple is announcing that it will invest $600 billion. That's with a B.
Apple initially announced it would invest $500 billion. Fox is told NVIDIA CEO Jason Wang met with President Trump at the White House on Wednesday as well. No Powerball winner last night. The jackpot climbs to $482 million for Saturday night. The lump sum payout, $218 million. I'm Erin McCarty on 1017 FM and 710 Keel.
Let's get back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 1017 FM and 710 Keel.
Bossier Mayor Tommy Chandler joined us coming up just after the local news. Mike and McCarty, 1017 FM, 710Keel.com.
Now breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 1017 FM and 710 Keel.
Bossier City Mayor Tommy Chandler in studio, Mike and McCarty. We spoke with Chris Smith. He spoke to us yesterday, Bossier City Council President. Mayor, you proposed rolling over the millage to pay for or to continue to fund the pay raises for the city. You probably heard what Chris Smith told us. Now, how do you respond?
Well, first of all, he is correct. There should have been a lot better communication in between me and the council. I can guarantee you that because back in October, we did, you know, put this up before the last council, and we did state that we, at the time, we weren't sure how the city would be this year. But, you know, Bossier's always doing great, and we were just putting it out there just to state in case they had to do the millage raise, they had the opportunity. And the advertisement does not mean the millage is going to be rolled over. That is just their opportunity to vote for it. And me, myself, I don't want no tax. I know all my, and everybody I know, and the whole citizens don't want to be taxed. So that's what, I mean, this opportunity in case the city was down, the millage was rolled over. But there's also the Parkway Capital, you know, fund that we put up for them to last council to state that, you know, they could use that also. And they refused to use that. They wanted to keep on putting it down into the in the bankroll down there. But they refused that. So that's why, in case we were in a bad situation, we have that to go by.
Are you headed for financial difficulties next year if you don't roll this millage forward?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Okay. You know, I think, like Chris says, we're up to this year. I think we're going to be even more this time next year because there's some things coming to Bossier City that is going to increase.
So we'll be okay if we don't do this?
At this time, yes, ma'am.
So
we would, but back in October, we wasn't sure what was going to be at this time. So, I mean, really. I mean,
You're essentially saying you gotta prepare for the worst. You hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, okay. I don't have a vote on it. I got to put it before them. They do the voting. I don't.
Okay.
I just got to put different things in front of them to work the city as a business.
Okay.
You know, but you're okay now with the city council saying, no, we're fine.
I've never been not. I mean, I've always been fine
with
them.
That's what I told Aaron.
I mean, I've always been fine with them. I wish that they would not have expressed it so much on social media as they did. I mean, we need to do that. And how? I mean, we need to work.
Well, they would say the same thing. You should have called them and said, "Hey, I'm putting this millage."
Exactly, but
both sides. Yeah,
I didn't put it on Facebook. I mean,
right,
on social media. So,
but this is a new council, and you guys are still feeling each other out, so to speak. And so, this is okay. Now we know, and we're going to move forward.
Yes, sir. We've had 3 meetings so far. I think we have a great relationship. I mean, this is something that was back in last year with the past council, and yeah, we should have. And there's been a lot of things going on this past few months, and that's why it got in a hurry, and we had gotten a time strength, and we had to put it out there so we could get it out there before the vote for the people.
So let's make it real clear to all Bossier City employees, if the council, and they have told us that this proposal to roll the millages forward, which would bring in more money, if it's dead on arrival, as we've been told, those raises are safe. Everybody's raises are going to be fine. There's no... You're not cutting anything back.
No, ma'am. I mean, you know, you run the city like a business. You always got to have, you know, money there, and you got to be able to, for the future too, for the raises on later on down the road. So we're great right now. But I didn't know that last year till that time, you know.
You mentioned a moment ago there are some things in Bossier that are going to be happening that are going to be really, really good. Anything you can share with us?
I know y'all asked Chris about the
Boardwalk,
yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I have a meeting with a group of people today on the boardwalk also. We are working on some things down there. Yeah, Pickler is going down there, and there's some other items that are going to be right there close by it. All the casinos are adding on. They're updating their venues and all that.
Did Live Casino up the game a little bit? No pun intended.
Well, tell you the truth, Live Casino is looking for more parking is what they are. They've been on us for more parking to add on to their parking lot. And they've also looked at getting those hotels and stuff like that in front. But that's still kind of...
Competition breeds excellence, though, doesn't it?
I mean, it makes you want to... Yeah, it does.
Mayor, let me ask you, because a lot of people will say... A lot of people have the misconception that the boardwalk is... The city built it, or the city has ownership in it. You just built the parking garage, correct?
No, man. We did the streets also. We're over the streets and the parking lot.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the struggle for the boardwalk now? Because we've heard the rents are too high. People are not coming anymore. What is the struggle?
You had COVID in the middle of this too. So, I mean, that's a lot of different things that could have caused it down. It could be the rent. It could be, you know, just the management. I'm not sure. I'm not going to pick on them.
Are they willing to work with folks?
Yes, ma'am. I am in conversation with the owner now, and I am going to go see him, tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Is the Chasing Aces project, is that going to help the boardwalk kind of in an indirect way?
Well, you're looking at, you got Picklers down at the boardwalk, and you got Chasing Aces there. People are going to walk back and forth in that direction, so there's going to be some stuff in the middle of that walking to kind of bring people back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this going to be retail? Is this some other entertainment?
It's going to be a combination of both, and there's going to be some restaurants too.
How soon do you think you'll have some announcements?
I'm hoping right away. I mean, here within a month or so, I believe.
Okay.
What do you think?
Now, there have been a lot of folks, and Jeff Satto was highly critical of your carriageway. You defend that. You think that was a good idea to put that through. I mean, it is convenient. There's no doubt about it.
You know, when the carriageway was being built, a lot of people were saying, oh, the money you're putting in it now. Not once, but two or three times a day now, I have people come up and say, that carriageway saves me anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes on going to work. And, so, you know, or longer than that. If the train's dead there, you're there for a long time. And it's just it makes you feel good. People are very happy for the carriageway right now.
Mayor Tommy Chandler, one, before we let you get out of here, and thank y'all all for coming. I really appreciate it. The council, you have pretty much a new council. This is a little hiccup with regard to the rolling forward of the millages. What do you say to that council today with regard to this issue about the millages?
That I'll communicate it with them better. Of course, they're a lot. I ain't going to compare both councils now. I can't do that. But I myself and my administration is going to be in contact with them more, so we'll know what each other's thinking.
Okay. By the way, I appreciate you from never banning me from any public parks in Bossier. I really appreciate that.
Oh, they're letting you in Bossier now?
It's time for him to go. He needs to go.
Bossier Mayor Tommy Chandler. I told Aaron, I said, look, this is not a big deal.
No, sir.
This millage rollover, this is not a big deal. This is just a like you said, a little glitch in communication more than anything.
Yeah.
That's settled, moving on, and looking forward to a great future with the new council and your next term.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I am looking forward to working with this new council. I have a real good relationship with all of them now, and Bossier's just going to go better.
Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate it.
Bossier Mayor Tommy Chandler. You got to say that. He's the mayor. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Back with more of Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Seven FM, 710 Keel. Yesterday, we were talking about school zones. Caddo will be open next week.
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed the paintage on the roads, mostly in front of Berg. That's the one I drive by mostly.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have the stripe, the yellow stripe across the road. The new signage is up.
It's not finished everywhere, though. Just FYI. They're working diligently to get all the signs put out and the roads painted. But if the roads aren't painted and the new signs put up in time for the opening day of school, which is next Wednesday.
Okay. For Caddo Parish.
Today, Bossier goes back. So watch out for the school zones today.
Right.
In Bossier, Webster, and Bienville. But if those painted signs aren't on the roads next week in Shreveport, then the school zone cameras will not be issuing tickets because that's not compatible with state law.
Well, if they do,
law.
You can say.
Yeah. You can challenge them.
I didn't see a yellow stripage on the road.
Right. So they're still trying. You know, crews are out doing them. I would bet they'll probably all be done because they went up fast in, by Captain Shreve.
Right. Okay.
But I was really surprised, and you were right, because I got the data on what school zones have the most tickets written.
Okay.
And I thought it would have been Shreve, but it's not. The number one school, believe it or not, is Caddo Heights. Who would have thought?
No, I would not have thought
that. Caddo Heights was number one. Cresswell was second. Byrd is third. Judson, and then Westwood. You can see the full list. There are speed zone cameras in 32 school districts.
Cresswell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was
really?
Number two on the list. Yeah. And Caddo Heights, isn't that on Corbett? Who would think that you'd catch that many? And I think they got over 1,000 more tickets than anybody else. And I thought, holy cow.
Cresswell, that blows my mind.
Yes.
It's not even a major thoroughfare.
I know. I guess people don't realize. They just come flying through there and forget the school's there, perhaps.
They need to look at Broadmoor Middle Lab or Broadmoor STEM, whatever they're calling it this year.
Don't have cameras there yet, do
they? No.
Okay.
They could make city budget just in that school zone.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. I've watched cars pass other cars.
Right.
During school zone.
Definitely. And the ticket, the money, by the way, I'm working on this too, hopefully for next week. The money that's been generated by the city is a ton. It's a ton. But it's been declining. Every year it's been declining.
Right.
And as you expect it to, as people know, the cameras are on and you're going to get a ticket in the mail, the dollar amounts are declining. And the state law requires that the city have an agreement with the school board for how the money is to be divided. So the city gets some, school board gets some, and then, of course, Blue Line Solutions gets some.
Now, there were rumors on social media that Blue Line Solutions is pulling out of Shreveport.
Okay. Believe everything you see on social media, right?
Absolutely. You know, there was a line in Biloxi Blues, which autobiographical.
Great movie.
Oh, such of Neil Simon, when he was in World War II. And obviously everything isn't, it's not a documentary.
Right.
But he had a line, they stole his diary. He kept a diary. And some of the soldiers stole his diary. And they were reading it. And you know, he writes stuff, and it's just his thoughts. It's not, it's not, this is what. But he said, because the soldiers got very offended at some of the things that he wrote. And he said, I learned a very important lesson. When you write something down, people think it's gospel.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, why would you take the trouble of writing it down?
Yes.
If it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was very interesting.
If Fast
somebody
forward
took
to now,
the trouble, right. If somebody's pounding on that keyboard and posts it online, well, it must be true.
Yeah.
They took the trouble to write it down.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. No, not at all.
We're going to ask the mayor about that. Mayor Tom Arsenault after 7 o'clock.
Yes.
About those rumors, whether he's heard anything about Blue Line Solutions leaving the city. We'll talk with him more about that and more about the splash pad, because I don't know if you've seen it at night yet, but oh, man, it is something else.
So, hear that interview coming up just after the local news. Tom Arsenault, Shreveport Mayor, joins us. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and on the free Keel app. FM 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline. Shreveport Mayor Tom Arsenault joining us. Mayor, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you for jumping on with us. We've seen some reports from multiple sources now that Blue Line Solutions wants to or is trying to leave Shreveport. Can you clarify this for us?
I haven't heard it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see any evidence of it. You guys have painted the lines. We're a week away from school. Cameras will be going next week, right?
Yep.
Okay, so the it's bogus. I'm thinking the rumor mill is out there going crazy, and it is absolutely
don't
not
you
true.
Love social media?
Yeah.
Oh, love it. If it's on the internet, it must be true.
Must be true. So I wanted to go to the horse's mouth before we said anything about it. The other thing is I have to really bow to you and thank you today from the bottom of my heart. You have lifted the ban for me at the spray park, and I cannot thank you enough.
Well, everybody has to do the crime and then serve the time, but you served your time.
We're not talking about the crime, Mayor. We're no comment on that, all right?
I didn't make any comment about what it may or may not have been or whether or not you were guilty.
I'm going to tell you.
Somebody peed in the fountain.
Hey. It's really... We don't realize how fantastic a feature that is. When I was sitting back watching yesterday, those kids playing and looking at that riverfront and everything that that has to offer, that's a gorgeous sight.
The giggles from the young people going through it were simply worth every bit that we did to restore it and to bring it back to life. It was very, very exciting to see how much fun they were having. And the adults as well.
Yeah, I had to run in. I couldn't resist. I even brought a towel.
The adults
said,
as well.
I'll be in it a lot. I really like it. And, we have to really be clear because this opened in 2003, I believe, or 2005, and then it flooded a couple of times. And we spent about $200,000 fixing it at one point, and then another flood took it down, and it really wasn't feasible to keep repairing it. But the new technology now, it's going to be, I'm not going to say flood-proof, but you have new technology out there to make it a much more viable spray park, right?
It really should not be affected by high water because of the location of the mechanism. So we anticipate that it will... be available even when that riverfront park, which it does from time to time, it does flood from time to time. They had a little water in it earlier this year. So we have managed to, I think, figure it out. We had a really good contractor that helped us out with this. And in addition, it's synchronized. The lighting is synchronized with the river lights, and so it should be really a lot of fun in the evenings. So I really encourage people to get down there and really look at this terrific attraction that we have restored in Shreveport.
Mayor, when I first heard about the reason that they were not working anymore because the submersible pumps got flooded, I couldn't put my mind around the fact that, well, they're submersible pumps. They're supposed to be underwater. but
well,
it's
I'm
not the water.
That's beyond my pay grade, Mike, but I understand that's no longer a concern.
Well, it wasn't the water that was causing the problem. It was the mud and silt from the river that was actually gumming up the pumps. So that made sense to me. But now they're not even having to worry about that because you've got them where they're above water level.
Mm-hmm.
Get out, if we have a problem now, get out the gopher wood.
Yeah. Now, I do want to mention that former Mayor Cedric Band People Glover, he posted some pictures last night of how beautiful it is at night. Tom, it's incredible.
Well, it is a wonderful attraction. It's a great re-addition to our riverfront. It's a great reason for people to go down there and enjoy the river, enjoy the riverfront park. It's one of the more delightful things that we support. I'm very proud of it.
Mayor, we heard from Shelley Regal, who said the hours on the spray park, I was kind of like, wait, what? It's 6 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Yeah.
2 a.m. So at 1:30 and 2 o'clock in the morning, if you want to stumble down into the water feature, you can do so.
Well, perhaps that'll help keep you awake.
Yeah, leave me alone. I might want to go down there at 1 a.m. Leave me alone, Mike.
There you go.
And we're doing spray parks at other parks too, but this one really is kind of premier. This is beautiful, but you've got others coming too, huh?
Yeah, we have them coming to, I think, Hattie Perry and CC Antoine, which should be open fairly soon. So we have really made some investments at our neighborhood parks as well as our downtown park. And this part of your tax dollars at work, some of the good stuff that we're able to do.
It really is a cool attraction, and people don't realize how, I mean, just seriously, when you take the kids down there, sit and look at that beautiful park and the riverfront and enjoy what we, because cities with riverfront property like we have, it's pretty rare, and that really is gorgeous down there. And kudos to Shelley.
We're fortunate, even with the levee system, because of the way the Red River sits, that you actually could see the river, and in a lot of places, you can go down to the riverfront, but you can't necessarily see the water. And we're very blessed with a riverfront where you can see and enjoy the river.
So it's not true that the waterfront feature down there, the spray park, is tied into the aquarium's tank and a shark could come through it or anything.
That is not true.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Good old Shreveport water coming through there.
But it is, I asked yesterday, just for a friend I asked, I'll say, it is fully chlorinated with this high-tech chlorination system. So it is, the water is treated, and they're going to be testing it and, you know, every, you know, periodically to make sure the water is good, huh?
Yeah, I think Mondays are the days that it's down for maintenance to make sure that we stay healthy and that it keeps operating for the benefit of people for years and years to come.
We appreciate that. And I do know that it was bogus when Glover told me he had a button at the DDA office where he could jet the jets to spray me out of there. That's not true.
He had a camera. He had a monitoring. He could watch if Aaron was in there.
Well, you know, that's between you and former Mayor Glover.
Thank you, Mayor Tom. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom Arsenault, Shreveport Mayor Micah McCarty, 1017 FM, 710keel.com.
Let's get back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 1017 FM and 710 Keel.
I wanted to ask you this yesterday, but we didn't get time. There were two things food related. First of all, this ketchup smoothie.
Who's ordering that?
I don't know. And as much as my sister loves the Heinz ketchup, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not just ketchup. It has to be Heinz ketchup.
Me too.
Nope. Not buying Heinz ever again. Not
as long as they're... Can't be generic. It's got to be Heinz. Sorry.
Whataburger, spicy. Awesome. You can buy it at Super Wonder Brookshire's. Whataburger spicy ketchup.
Okay.
Buy the bottle. But Heinz, of course, now has teamed up with Smoothie King, apparently, to make a smoothie. Now, they say tomatoes are a fruit.
Yeah,
tomatoes are not a vegetable.
Right.
Now, what's the designation? It has to have seeds? What's the designation between a fruit and a vegetable?
I do not know. I have no clue.
I mean, okay, a vegetable. What's a squash?
Beans.
Squash has seeds in it.
Beans have seeds.
Do they? Beans are the seeds.
No, if you get snap beans.
Legumes?
If you get snap beans, there's seeds on the inside, right? Aren't those seeds? Stop laughing at me. Aren't they?
I don't think so.
Well, what are those little things on the inside of a snap bean?
The bean.
But there's...
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good point.
Jason, okay. Anderson's Farm, help us.
Right. What makes a designation between a fruit and a vegetable?
Yeah.
Most fruits, I think, would be... Wouldn't you think they're sweet? There's some kind of, you know, sugar in them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Seriously, I think this is all a publicity stunt. Because who is pulling up to Smoothie King and going, I'll have the Heinz ketchup smoothie? That's not happening.
I want to ask my sister if she's going to order one.
Yeah. No. No.
And then there was another odd food thing yesterday. Do you remember? Because I don't remember. There were two things I was
going to ask. Oh, it was breast milk ice cream.
Yes.
Now, it's not breast milk. It's to be flavored like breast milk.
Why? I ask why.
It's got colostrum in it because the Kardashians have said something about it. So they made it. And it's $13 a pint.
Well, of course. Of course. Now, I will say, who was the first person that looked at a cow and goes, I'm going to squeeze those and drink whatever comes out of it? Who started that?
Or the first egg eater.
I still go back to the first oyster.
Yeah.
Who thought that was...
Who popped that open and said, I'm going to chow down on that? No kidding.
So, that being said, I love milk. And when I say milk, we're talking about milk. Nope. Cow's milk.
Not a milk fan.
Me too. I love milk. Ice cold.
My brothers, this is the true story. My brothers would drink 4 gallons of milk a week.
Yeah, I can
see
that.
So my mom would buy 2 gallons of milk, and then she would take the evaporated milk, the powdered milk, and she would spread those 2 gallons and make 4 out of it.
There you go.
And every Saturday, she'd go back and buy 2 more gallons of milk.
Right.
And they'd drink 4 gallons of milk every week. Now, I have 5 brothers, but they would, and sometimes they drink it right out of the bottle.
Now, did
boys are so crazy. Y'all are crazy. Mm.
So, but it's not actually women's breast milk.
No, 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 no. It's just flavored to give you the impression, to make you feel like this might taste like. I don't know who's buying it. I really don't. Raise your hand if you're going to go buy breast milk flavored ice cream.
Would you put breast milk in your coffee?
No.
Like somebody else's breast milk in your coffee?
No. I wouldn't even put my own breast milk in my coffee. No. And not happening.
I wouldn't either. No. No. Mm. No. Just no.
Exactly.
But I'm trying to think, if I'll drink cow's milk or goat's milk.
Yeah.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
But,
I don't know.
But then again, I'll eat a steak and I'm not going to eat somebody's leg bone. You know what I mean?
Exactly. In about 10 minutes,
so would
Mike,
that be considered cannibalism if you drank breast milk?
No.
No?
We feed our babies breast milk.
That's different. That's a baby. That's the way God designed it.
In about 10 minutes, I got to say Mike was right.
Oh.
Move on.
All right.
We're out of time.
Oh, wow. Let's record this. Where's Ruben? I want to get this recorded. Michael McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Now more breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Okay. Okay, now this makes sense. Why didn't I think about this? A buddy of mine texted. We were talking about the Heinz teaming with Smoothie King for a ketchup smoothie.
Yuck.
And it does. It sounds horrid.
Mm-hmm.
But a friend of mine texted and he goes, it's probably going to be like a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, maybe.
And I went, okay.
Smoothies are thick.
Well...
Yeah.
Well, this would be like a, I guess you'd have some Worcestershire in it and some celery. I don't know.
Can you get vodka at Smoothie King?
Okay, a virgin Bloody Mary.
Okay, yuck. That's, no, still.
And so I was like, okay, well, now that kind of makes sense.
No.
I can see that.
It is a promotional stunt to get their name out there. And
it
they
worked.
Did, and it worked. Yes.
It worked.
Oh, man. How many... Heinz ketchup smoothies are going to sell.
Well, we'll see.
None.
You said I was right? What?
We're out of time, Mike.
Oh.
Look at the time.
No, I want to find out how I was right.
Okay.
Because it happens so infrequently. We'll find out after the break. 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty.
Best stories of the day with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Hang on. Hang on. I got to get the recorder going. I got to record this. Because I don't even know what we're talking about.
Well, yesterday I was telling you that I was waiting on the data school zones had the most speeding tickets.
Okay.
And I was pretty convinced, because of all the complaints I've seen and that I get personally from people, and it may be because that's the part of town I live in, I thought Captain Shreve is surely going to be one of the most prolific areas for speeding tickets. And so when they sent me the data yesterday with the 32 school zones that have these Blue Line Solutions cameras, I looked on the list and I saw that Captain Shreve is not in the top five. But you told me yesterday you thought Bird was probably one of the most prolific.
That seems to make sense to me. Line Avenue, one of the busiest thoroughfares in our city.
Yep.
As is Kings Highway, East Kings Highway, and Bird straddles both of those.
Yeah, and I forgot about that. Well, you were right. Don't make me repeat it.
When's a woman ever told a man he was right? Ever.
Bird's not the top, though. It's number three.
Oh, clarify it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Caddo Heights is number one. And I was scratching my head going, Caddo Heights? I think it's on Corbett. Maybe I'm wrong. Somebody text me.
One and two surprised me.
Yes.
I would have never said.
And Cresswell was number two.
What?
Yes.
Cresswell.
And I thought, holy cack, holy crud. Well, somebody texted and said they think that at Caddo Heights, the school zone speed limit is 15. So that would explain that. That would explain why there are so many tickets there, because the school zone speed limit usually is 20 or 25 in most areas. Well, at Caddo Heights, apparently it is 15 miles an hour. The tickets written, let me go scroll down. You can see the full list, keelnews.com, of all the school zones and how many tickets have been written. I did all the research and put all this pretty little chart thing together. 7,112 tickets written at Caddo Heights. The second one, remember that number, 7,000.
Just
Caddo Heights.
That thing must be every car.
The next one is Cresswell Elementary, 5,800. So Caddo Heights is 1,000 more, 1,500 more almost than the second biggest. The third is Bird, 5,800 tickets. Fourth is Judson, 5,700. And fifth is Westwood Elementary, 5,200 tickets. God.
Wow.
You can check your school zone to see, because they'll be back up and going next week. School goes back on Wednesday, and the cameras will be going. So just FYI. Captain Shreve, by the way, is about middle of the pack. 3,240 tickets written in the Captain Shreve area. Just FYI. Southern Hills is in there at 2,700. Southwood, I thought that would be busier. It's 2,300 tickets in the Southwood zone. So check all the data out. I did a little bit of work on this one. But
it goes down. I mean, some of them are just a couple hundred.
Yeah, some of them are a few hundred. And the thing is, the numbers keep going down. And the city has sent me the data on the dollar amounts as well. So I'm working on that. Probably will work on that over the weekend.
Okay, so what's the total number? Do you have that total number?
Of tickets?
Tickets. It's got to be 20.
Oh, it's 100,000 or so, something like that. I don't have it in my brain at the moment.
Okay.
Now, this data
at $150 a pop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aaron.
Now, it goes up if you're going faster.
Why can't we hire police officers?
It's a lot of money. Now, this data, it doesn't look like this goes all the way back to the Perkins administration. It looks like this might be the last 2 years. So I don't know that the data was kept in the early stages of the program, but it's been very prolific in passing out tickets, and it'll be back again next week. Now, I did hear, I think Channel 12 was reporting that the mayor says not all of the signage is done.
Okay.
That they haven't painted the yellow signs in front of Urie Drive or AC Steer, that they're still working on a couple of them. I would bet they'll be done by Wednesday of next week.
Now, the yellow stripe across the road, to me, seemed narrower than I was expecting it to be.
I have to double check that because somebody has been messaging me saying that that the width of that stripe does not comply with the law. And that the law might say 2 feet wide.
Okay. Or 24 inches.
Yeah. I don't know what the... Thanks. I appreciate it. I got that. And I don't know if that's true, if that's really what the law says, and if the stripe we've painted is wide enough. But if it's not, all they got to do is go back and widen their yellow stripe. Right, they don't have to make the letters bigger.
Unless the requirements is lettering has to be 18 inches tall or something.
Oh, no. I hope not. But... You know, again, I don't know that that's accurate. Again, it's people sending me texts saying, I don't think the yellow stripe is wide enough. I think they went a little short on it. But I'm going to check the law today. I'll check in with probably Stuart Cathy because this was his baby and find out what is required. Because Mayor Tom has been real clear with us. He's going to follow the law.
Right.
And if
right.
And if it's not in compliance with the law, they will not issue the tickets. He'll tell Blue Line, don't issue the tickets. We're not ready here.
Right.
So that's what we're doing.
Okay. I'm excited. Coming up after the 8 o'clock news, Grace Ann Blake and Cadence Hebert is coming in. If you don't know who that is, well, first of all, Grace Ann is a Caddo Parish commissioner, mm-hmm. but she owns Avalon Hair Salon, and you had a makeover yesterday.
Oh, dear God. Yeah.
With Crystal. We're going to bring Crystal in also.
Oh.
I want to follow up on this makeover.
Chica's not meant for this. Not meant for this.
101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty.
Back Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
By the way, we were talking Caddo Parish school zones mm-hmm. next week. They don't open until next week.
Wednesday, yeah.
But Bossier is open now.
Yes, they are up and going. School zones are on. I'm curious, Mike. You know, I know we're up there, up there and get off my lawn age. But
And I'm becoming that guy.
When you went back to school, I was one of those kids who loved it. Loved it.
Thank you. Me too.
I
loved going back to school.
The only thing I didn't like about it.
I loved getting new school supplies.
Yes. My pencils, my colored pencils, everything.
Loved getting books. Yeah,
my Trapper Keeper, which you didn't even know about.
I never even heard of that until
Man.
We talked about it a couple years ago.
I loved it. The only thing I didn't like about school, because for 8 years I went to a Catholic school. And, of course, we wore uniforms. And we had nuns. And the nuns would, the girls, the first week or two of school, the girls would have to meet the ruler. The nuns would make you stand
there.
Now, was
it an all-girls school?
No.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Oh.
But you would have to stand there, and they would measure your skirt from your knee.
Oh, okay.
It couldn't be too high because you can't show too much leg up in there. So they would measure our skirts. And I'm trying to think back if I preferred uniforms or when I went to ninth grade, it was anything goes.
Okay.
And I'm talking anything goes.
See, I never wore uniforms.
Never?
No.
I know parents, I think parents prefer uniforms. Am I wrong?
I would think it would simplify a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. No arguing in the morning. Here's what you're wearing. That's what you're going to school in.
My kids had uniform, I think.
But, mine had uniforms until they went to Bird.
Wow, I don't remember now.
And my youngest went to Caddo Middle Magnet. But when they got out of Catholic school, then it was they could wear what they wanted.
Right.
But by that time, they're old enough to dress themselves. You know, you can wear what you want. I don't care.
Okay. Mine went to, like, Cope, Apollo.
Okay.
Cope. So I think they did have uniforms.
Yeah, they probably did. Yeah, they probably did.
So I think they did, yeah.
I just did not like the uniforms at all. I was not a fan, especially when the nuns would come at you with the ruler. If you've been bad, they're coming.
I thought you were going to whack you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if they were coming at you, you were bad, they whacked you with the ruler because back then they could do all that stuff.
Right.
Can't do that anymore. That's for darn sure. But
you had a fun day yesterday.
I did.
You had a fun day. Mm-hmm. You had a makeover and lunch with Chica.
Yes, I did.
And so I hate I missed it, mm-hmm. but I want to talk about that. Grace Ann Blake and one of her stylists, Cadence, is going to join us after the local news.
It's going to be fun.
101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty. FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty in studio with, let's put on your Caddo Parish Commissioner hat for just a moment, Grace Ann Blake joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you. I have my Caddo Parish pin on.
Yep. I see that.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I love Shreveport.
And I love Shreveport.
You bet. We need to get an update. The commission has a meeting today, correct?
We do.
Is this a vote on the pickleball? What's the status of the pickleball plan?
We are voting to move the vote forward.
So today. It could die today if enough people don't agree to move it forward.
It doesn't die. The vote would die, if
okay.
that makes sense.
Okay. So most of them are courteous.
We have to go through a process before we can
kill it.
Right.
Most people are courteous, and they will agree to move it forward.
Sure.
And let's go debate it.
So sure. When you say move it forward, does that mean move it down the road?
To the next meeting, right?
Or yeah. or to, yes, to me, that's moving it back.
Well, we have to go through a process, just like we have to put things, you know, we have to put things out for the public to mm-hmm. be aware of. So it's a process to do this.
The pickleball proposal.
And truthfully, it gives us time to educate the community
so
of the importance
the
of
vote,
it.
Is right. what we're saying. Okay. Okay.
The for folks who do not know, and it's gotten a lot of attention lately, not everywhere, but here, a proposed $10 million pickleball complex on property at the Lash YMCA on Ellerby Road.
Correct.
The Y owns the property, but would do a very favorable lease with the parish, a long-term lease.
Long-term lease, correct.
And then the parish would spend $10 million in revenue bonds to build the complex. Now, what was not put out there was that this is way more than pickleball.
It is.
It's a park. It's a parish park.
And it's going to be an immersive, incredible park. And I'd like everyone to be aware of what Caddo Parish has done with all of our other parks. We're nationally recognized. And Walter B. Jacobs is the great example of creating a national treasure. This is going to be bigger than Caddo Parish. This mm-hmm. is a national spotlight.
Right.
So that's the type of park that will be built
I
out
really
there.
I really hope we go forward on
And
this.
We don't yeah. have a park in that part of the city of Shreveport and Caddo Parish.
Yeah, there's no city park there, and there's no parish park.
Correct.
And I know that many of the commissioners, if you were to tell them, we don't have if there's no park in your area, you would be raising holy H-E double hockey sticks.
Sure.
Well, there is no park in that part of town.
Let me tell you, I have a park
and what's
in
the
my neighborhood, and it is important to have an option to go out and play and enjoy sports and be with your family.
And what's the percentage of taxes paid by the citizens in that area of town?
I would and say parish. It's the largest footprint mm-hmm. of Caddo Parish.
You bet. It absolutely is.
And I would like to say we want everyone to have a beautiful footprint. And so this is what's important is it creates a space for everybody.
Right.
It does bring in an opportunity for sports tourism, which is not going away. It's the number one driving factor in industry right now is sports tourism.
You know, and you've heard the criticism, $10 million for pickleball complex. Let's fix the roads.
Okay,
let's fix the water.
Okay, Caddo Parish cannot fix the city roads,
mm-hmm.
the state roads, or the water of the city of Shreveport.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to talk about the business side of the 10
or
mil that we're talking
roads
about.
Roads with these funds.
Correct. That is absolutely correct. So this can only be used for this type of a project to bring revenue into the parish. And by the way, we are, as Caddo Parish Commission, Parks and Recreation is one of our pillars, is to build and to maintain mm-hmm. beautiful parks for the people of Caddo Parish. But I want to talk about the 10 mil real quick. As a businesswoman, it's important for everyone to understand we might not need the 10 million.
Okay.
We have to have a plan of action, and we do have estimates, and the architect spoke on this extensively, that there was some overshooting for protection. And so we really need to understand that we will be working within great budgets, making sure that there's no money wasted. Mm-hmm. And we might not need the 10 mil.
Okay. We're going to follow this more. We're going to keep Grace Ann in studio, and she's going to put her other hat on when we come back, because God almighty, it took 2.5 hours yesterday. Am I that bad? Holy cow.
You can see the finished product on Erin's Facebook page.
My makeover, yeah.
Her complete makeover. Hopefully Cadence will be able to get here. And because Cadence is the one that actually was cut your hair.
Well, Chica did some.
Chica had some scissors, but Cadence is the one that
Chica
did.
Brought out the school scissors from her backpack. No, we're not cutting hair with that.
Hey, she showed up dressed as the stylist. Game on.
She was ready.
All right,
yeah.
That's coming up after the break. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and on the free Keel app.
Let's get back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
All right, I'm going to hang on. I don't know that we've ever had every single mic in here on at the same time.
Oh, my gosh.
I think the senators were here one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the Reuben was running the board.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. You're right.
Hang on. I got a lot of buttons to push. Good morning, guys.
Introducing my coworkers, are we?
Yeah. Chica is in studio with us. Grace Ann Blake, which we heard a moment ago. And Grace Ann brought one of her lovely stylists, Cadence Hebert.
Hello.
Did I get it right?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks
my
for
girl
coming
scarred.
In. We did. We scarred
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
We really did. Imagine two Tasmanian devils coming Whoa. Into your workplace. Actually, 2.5. She's 1.5. coming into your workplace and taking over your area. That's what Cadence had to deal with.
Now, in Cadence's defense, she was told, hey, you're going to do some on-site training. Like, I'm sure she was told, hey, my girl didn't realize that I really wanted to learn. Like, I was like, all right, let me learn how to do. Can I reveal? I ain't got no motor skills, y'all.
No, none.
Oh, my gosh. The way these women are like, she's like, you got to hold it all in one hand. So in case you haven't seen the photo, by the way, my girl Cadence is a miracle worker.
I'm telling
me
you.
Me next.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Like,
Cadence, help me. In the grand scheme of things, she did a little bit of the cutting. She did a little bit of the makeup. How is she? Pretend like she's not sitting there.
Oh, I heard y'all talking honest. Crap about me. I saw it on the video. The video's coming out.
How'd she do?
She did all right. You can tell she definitely tried her best.
Thank you.
She did about, I'd say, 2% of the work, but that 2% was everything she had. She tried.
Awesome. So how many screw-ups did she make?
Oh.
Because I couldn't see a lot of it.
Don't say them. Mm. Don't say it. Just say one.
We'll just say a few. Okay.
I did get in trouble, though,
there had
by
to
the
be
boss
some
lady.
Corrections.
Mm-hmm. What'd the boss lady tell you?
Because you guys don't take enough breaks. I will say that. I didn't like the fact that I was stuck in a room for, like, felt like hours.
I don't know. I found you playing with a dog.
Yeah.
I can
gossiping
explain.
With mm-hmm. clients.
It yeah. was, girl, the tea is so good at the salon.
Oh, when you go to Avalon, you get tea.
Girl, and I'm sitting there
you.
And there's like
I didn't
a
get
room.
Any tea?
I ran into a Bossier councilman while I was there. Oh, man, ooh, I got a lot of tea.
Oh, ooh. You guys be happy. I was in. So I was not recording people's conversations, but the stuff I could sit in, I was like, girl, tell me more. And I was like, forget group therapy.
Okay, yeah,
like,
okay.
This is good.
So when you say, hold on, when you say tea, you don't mean sipping a cup of tea?
No. Oh, no, baby.
Oh.
That means like the gossip. The cheese man.
Yeah. We will make sure you have some tea the next time you're in Avalon.
I'm going to get Cadence.
I really need to know. Because when we were doing the makeup, you kept putting more and more goop on my face.
I'm going to jump in. She's exaggerating. She felt like there was so much goop on her face. I put way more on my face.
Really?
Is that Cameron Diaz's makeup? Is that what it's called?
It was all kind of stuff. You were perfect. It was, the makeup was perfect. How long have you been doing that?
3-4 years. I've been doing it since I was in high school.
You were in high school, though,
years.
She's off. I'm 18.
She's a baby.
When you were in high school, though, were you the girl that everybody would be like, hey, prom, I gotta get ready. Homecoming, is that kind of where you fell in love with it?
Yes.
Okay. Because I could tell it's a process for you, and it was extremely enjoyable for you, because I felt like I was just getting worked to the bone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Grace Ann came and took me away from the dog. I was like, hey, you have a client. You need to focus on your client.
Well, there is a business side to this.
You don't realize, though, Grace Ann's been doing this 100 years. Well, not quite 100, but you're on your feet all day. You're back and forth doing stuff. It's not an easy job.
No.
You work all day, right? Mm-hmm. And you're dealing with clients that are from every spectrum.
I had a girl tell me one time when she was cutting my hair, and my hair is pretty, it's very thick, and it's kind of coarse.
Mm-hmm.
She said, and Cadence, tell me if this is true, she would get hairs that would like stick in her
hair
arms.
Hair splinters?
Really?
Yes. You get hair splinters.
Yes, and they hurt.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, so this
That's
is legit.
Crazy.
Oh, yes. So you should see old barbers, the hair splinters. And that's what I'm always doing my nails. I'm always checking to make sure of just exactly that.
Okay. Cadence, in the grand scheme of things, what does Chica need to work on? If she were to become a hairstylist, what does she need to work on?
I think everything. I got the tea before. What, did you just say everything?
Everything?
Bruh. Cadence, I was going to be like, I feel like I have the hospitality down. I was welcoming people.
I tried to strangle Erin while putting her makeup on.
You gave me second degree burns on my scalp. What did she do when she was blow drying my hair? Let's tell the audience this.
There's no need.
She was rough drying.
And she handed me the dryer to hold it? How often do you have a client hold the hair dryer?
But look at her hands. Look at her hands. Put your hands up. Okay, never mind. I was trying to prove a point that she had massive hands, and I don't.
She doesn't.
I don't know how you're able to hold, because there is a moment where, okay, confession, I panicked when we started cutting your hair.
Yeah.
I just have to confess that right now.
Mm-hmm.
I panicked, and she was like, hey, hold. And you were very patient with me, so thank you for that. But she was like, hey, no, on this hand you're holding. And so she's trying to guide me, like, this hand holds. My hand, look at this little hand. Listen, sausage fingers.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't make these hands to be a beautician, okay?
No,
God did not make me.
No.
I think I have the hospitality down. I will say this, Erin McCarty, you looked incredible. The fact that that State Farm Sarah chick didn't recognize you at first had me cracking up, because I was just like, that's our girl.
Well, she had fake eyelashes on, too.
Yeah, that's my first time for that, by the way.
Which isn't fair.
And do you know something, Grace Ann? How long have we known each other? Years?
A million.
Yeah.
25, 6.
I get home and this is going to make me sound stupid. I get home and I think, I wonder if I leave these on about as long as you leave gel nails on.
We didn't.
Oh, look at Cadence. Cadence is shaking her head.
I thought, how long do you leave these eyelashes on? Is it like 3 weeks, 4 weeks? So I put a thing on my Facebook page, and it's like, oh, they come off that night, baby. I ripped them babies off.
It's like, it feels as good as taking off a bra.
It
personally.
Was.
True.
Yeah.
It's the
True.
Same.
It was making my eyes droop. Yeah. It was why do women wear that
I'm
going
to go get coffee. Y'all let me know when you're through.
Actually, you could use a little
You think?
Look at that. Look at that hair. What's
look at
going
my
on?
Eyebrows. Look. They're not normally.
Wait, Cadence, am I allowed back in your chair, or do I
have to? Well, I asked Cadence. I let my hair grow for Fiddler, and I trimmed Fiddler on the Roof, and I let my beard grow really long.
Uh huh.
I trimmed my beard up, and I was gonna get my hair cut. And my wife goes, "I kind of like your hair."
He's got that Cadence. Could you give him that like Matthew McConaughey wave?
What would you do with this? It's long, but it's very straight.
I would go in and do some texturizing and give it some movement.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say that. I would texturize it with my texturizer.
Of course you
And then
would.
I'd get my movement mover. And I'd
we're
going to
talk
when
we get off the air. In our last minute
before we go.
But we're going to keep Chica out of the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grace Ann, your folks over the years have done my makeup. Y'all have done crazy things to me. For a real makeup job, to do makeup so it looks good, this was the best y'all have ever done.
It was absolutely stunning.
Cadence really knocked
this out.
And she really did.
She's an incredible... Chica.
Chica's 2% Chica, was great.
Yeah. You're 2% over the top. Incredible. But Cadence, top job. I mean, it was absolutely stunning and beautiful.
Yeah.
You are a beautiful woman, Erin. It was just a joy to see you ready for the evening, to go out and have fun.
So she was a lady of the evening.
And Chica... picked out the blouse that was pink.
It was gorgeous,
and it pulled out your beautiful glasses. And today, what are you wearing? Pink.
I'm wearing pink, yeah.
Beautiful. I love that bright color on you. It was gorgeous. Great job.
This is not an advertisement for my girl Cadence, but I'm telling you this right now. If you do not know where to go, if you're new in town or maybe your hairdresser, truly just give our girl Cadence a shout and see what she could do for you, because... she has the patience of a saint.
She does mine. Every week I go in there, every week to bother her. Every week I'm there.
We love you. We are your lifelong fans. We're so sorry that we ruined your day yesterday.
Thank y'all so much. It was really a thrill. It was fun. We had a blast.
Video's coming up soon, though.
So keep an eye out for it. That's what I was going to say.
This was all started because of your segment, Chica Tries, where you do different things and you wanted to cut hair.
Yeah, so bakery's next.
Try not to burn that down.
So wish me luck.
Yes, please do. Man.
Yeah, come. I'll bake a cake for all of y'all and decorate
them. I'm scared. Yeah.
Cakes, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 Kiel, and on that free Kiel.
Breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel.
All right, this isn't exactly a pib, okay?
Okay.
It's not a pib, but it's... what do you think of Christmas in July?
I'm okay with it. I don't have a problem with it. I don't like that I'm already seeing Christmas stuff, like at Hobby Lobby.
Really? Are you kidding?
There are already Christmas things out, and I don't get that. We haven't gotten to Halloween yet.
Well, see, it's starting earlier and earlier and earlier.
Yes. It absolutely is.
And, you know.
Not a fan. Not a fan of this. This is just too early, but.
I don't like the Christmas in July thing. To me, that's just, that is blatant, just over-marketing.
A way to sell stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, I get that. But I just think, you know who gets the shaft in all of this?
It's Thanksgiving.
Jesus, too. But Thanksgiving gets the shaft.
And Thanksgiving's one of my favorite holidays.
It is one of the best.
And it gets lost.
Yep.
And for some reason, Erin, Halloween seems like it's grown. More people, I saw a thing a few years ago, more people decorate for Halloween than they do for Christmas.
Absolutely. And they'll be starting to decorate for Halloween here pretty soon.
And I'm not one of those that says, Halloween is worshiping the devil. No, Halloween was fun as a kid. It was fun to dress up.
Exactly.
And go get candy.
And get over it.
That's all it was. Mm-hmm. My parents didn't have some subversive secret ceremonies going on.
No.
It was just, and look, you know how conservative I am.
Yep.
But I don't think Halloween is evil.
It's changed, though, Mike. You can't send your kids door to door anymore you used to. Right. We used to could go through the whole neighborhood with or without mom and dad.
My mom used to make popcorn balls.
We did, too.
Homemade popcorn balls.
Oh, you can't bring that home. It goes right in the garbage now.
Oh, well, yeah. Now.
Right in the garbage. Sad.
And really what was the biggest urban legend?
The apple.
With the razor blade.
Yes. It never happened. It never happened.
Thank you. They said the report says there's never been an actual report of somebody giving out a razor blade and an apple.
Didn't happen. It's bogus. More people should give out apples, by the way. That'd be a much healthier Halloween.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
Mike McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 Keel.
Back with more on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
You know, when Grace Ann and Cadence were in here, I was asking Cadence about, I haven't paid for a haircut in, I don't know, 10 years.
Right, right.
I don't know if I should say this, because my daughter cut my hair.
Oh, okay.
Now, she's not a licensed beautician,
mm-hmm.
but she doesn't do it for money. She doesn't, she's sure. just me.
Right, right.
But she, even back, going back when she was younger in college, she just loves doing it. Mm-hmm. I told her, I said, you should open your own salon.
Yeah, yeah.
This gorgeous, beautiful, 6-foot blonde. I said, they'd be lined up around the block.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But she just loved doing it.
Mm-hmm.
When she was at Auburn, she cut all the guys on the Auburn swim team. She cut their hair,
yeah.
you know, because she enjoyed it. She would watch these YouTube videos.
Right, right. So
she hadn't had formal training, but to me, a bad haircut isn't the end of the world because.
Yeah, me too.
It's going to grow back.
Right, and
first of
right.
all, I don't obviously care, you know, but if it's a bad haircut, it's going to grow back.
Sure.
But since Micah moved to Florida.
Oh,
I don't have my hair cut her anymore.
Well, you need to go see our girls because they'll take care of you.
Grace Ann helped me out so much during Fiddler on the Roof.
You know, it's funny we talk about haircuts because people don't realize my two sons are Marines. And people don't know this inside the Marine life is a weekly haircut. They all have to have their haircut weekly.
I can see that,
And so they go get what's called a high and tight.
Right.
Every Sunday afternoon, whenever I'd be visiting my kids, it'd be like, Mom, I got to go get my hair cut. Got to go get my hair cut. And then some of them, I think my oldest even started doing it himself. And so he was like your daughter. He would start doing others in his barracks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they'd pay him $5 or $10. Because, I mean, to do a high and tight, it's like, it literally, he goes, when one time we went, he goes, Mom, just wait in the car. I'll be right back out. I'm like, what?
Right,
he goes, seriously,
right.
I'll be right back out. A high and tight is like, done, bye.
Right, yes.
That's $15. So he started charging $5 or $10 in the barracks, and he was making a little extra cash on the side with his little, what do you call the thing you do the high and tight with? A shaver thingy? A shaver thingy, you know. And Grace Ann, what's that, a shavy thing?
Clippers.
Clippers. Oh, clipper thingy, okay.
That's what I said, clippers, right? Are you talking about a razor cut?
It's almost bald until you get up to the ear.
No, I'm talking about what he's cutting with.
So they'll use clippers and then a straight razor at times.
Okay.
Depending on what barbershop you go to.
But they do it weekly.
Right.
It's a weekly
ritual. I can see that, sure.
And so what would happen is on Sunday, it would be so crowded. There'd be lines out the door for these guys to go in there. And
right.
I thought, man, that's a great side business. Set up a little hair salon right outside a Marine Corps base, and there literally were 10 or 12 of them
right
outside the gate.
Well, they're at Barksdale. There are barbershops right outside the main gate of Barksdale.
But they don't have to do it weekly. In the Marines, they have to do it weekly.
Yeah.
It's a weekly. Yeah. And people don't realize that. They go get that every Sunday.
Well, I'm going to have to find... You know, I'm going to get Cadence. I know Grace Ann's too busy, and but I'm going to have to get somebody to get back in because mine was basically high and tight.
Yeah,
you know, you know, mm-hmm. it hadn't been this long in years.
No, it is long. It does look good though. I'm amazed that I still don't understand your top of your head is kind of a blondish, reddish blonde,
right?
And your beard is Santa Claus white.
I know. And that's both. I don't dye either one of them.
Either one.
That's how they come in naturally.
How is the top of your hair not white?
I don't know. I'm not complaining.
It's a God thing, I guess. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't. You got a little gray up here, but you know most of your hair is still the blonde. That's just bizarre.
Auburn. It used to be fire engine red.
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah.
My mom said I was apparently a smart ass little kid. I was in the grocery, you know, in the basket. I mean, I was this little.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
sitting in the basket. My mom was pushing, and she said, a lady goes, oh, your hair is such a beautiful red, you know, hair. And she, mom said, I looked at her and goes, it's orange.
Orange.
Yeah. Smart ass. 101.7 FM, 710 Keel.
Get back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Mike, I have a problem. Help me. Well, with this.
Okay. I was going to be a smart aleck, but. Okay.
And I don't want to disrespect anyone, and I really don't mean to, but it's going to come off like that.
Okay.
I'm a divorced woman, okay?
Right.
I'm of a certain age, I guess.
Are you a certain person?
No, I'm not a certain person. Okay. That's not me. But I have means, okay?
Okay, sure.
Take care of myself, in terms of I can fund whatever I want to fund.
Sure.
And it's getting worse and worse for me every day, these DMs.
Are you kidding?
I'm having men.
Wow.
And many of them I don't know. I have no clue who they are. Somehow I friended them. I'm not sure why. Usually it's because we have a lot of mutual friends or something like that. Right. So I just accept them because I'm being nice. But I'm now getting 20 a day. 20 a day.
Seriously?
Yes, in my DMs. And some of them are not, you know, just hello. Hi.
No.
How are you beautiful? And I know a lot of it is bots. You know, somebody has told me a lot of it is bot stuff, and they just want you to answer. But here's my thought process. My thought process is I'm being rude by not answering them.
No. No.
But everyone in my life says, no, do not answer them.
Don't even reply. Yeah, no. Oh, Aaron, that's disturbing.
Does it work for some people when they just jump into your DMs and start a convo?
I have no idea.
Do people reply to that?
You're asking me? I'm not jumping into anybody's DMs.
What's the purpose for it? What is the purpose for that? I don't get it.
To me, that's the equivalent of a lady walking down the street and you going,
oh, cat call?
Why? What do you think that's going to accomplish?
And
do you think she's going to turn around and go, oh, come here, big boy?
Yeah, let's go have dinner. Let me buy you a drink. Yeah, I don't understand why men think that's a good idea to do. I really don't.
I don't either.
And some of them, and they range in age. Most of them are over 40, but they range in age from 40 to, I got an 80-year-old DM the other day.
How do you know how old they are?
Well, I can just tell. That's what he looked like anyway. Maybe he wasn't. But I don't understand how people fall for it. It must work because they do it so often.
That's creepy.
And what's creepy to me is that they do it. I'm sure when they're DMing me, they're DMing, 20 other women too.
Of course.
You know, they're jumping onto everyone. And I just.
This is just. That's disturbing.
It's just something in technology today that I'm like,
Women don't do that to men, do they?
No, I'm not in your DMs going, hey, big boy. It's not happening.
If you do, I'm gone.
You might get a text from me that says, hey, big boy, but I'm not in your DMs, just saying. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Just DM Aaron McCarty at Facebook.com.
Hey, no,
101.7 FM, 710 Keel.